弟兄姐妹朋友早安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters and friends.
我们今天早晨听到说朱长老的这个脑部里面的流血已经止住了。
This morning we received update that Elder Chu's bleeding in the brain has stopped.
两天前 Elton 牧师他跟我们讲的唯一的一件祷告的事项就是这一点。
Two days ago, our pastor Elton requested that we pray for this.
所以我们感谢神，他听我们的祷告。
So we thank God that he has heard our prayer.
血虽然止住了，但是呢，在脑部里面所受到的这个创伤还是仍然存在的。
Even though the bleeding has stopped, but the injury to the brain is still there.
所以长老本身还是现在是处于昏迷的状态。
So Elder Chu is still currently unresponsive.
他半身的是麻痹的。
And the lower half of his body is
paralyzed. 所以我们继续为他祷告。
So please do continue to pray for him.
为他的家人祷告。
Pray for his family.
我就想到朱长老在我们教会里面带领的这25年里面。
Now remember and thought about the 25 years that Elder Chu has led this church.
这个讲台就是他的讲台。
And this pulpit is actually his pulpit.
这个讲台上面的服事就是要传讲神的话。
And the service of the pulpit is to share God's word.
就是要带领人归向主耶稣基督。
And to lead people to follow Christ.
就是要能够将神的儿女能够得着属灵的喂养。
And so that his children will be able to be fed.
使神的教会主耶稣基督的身体能够茁壮。
So that the church body, the body of Christ can be strong.
今天刘长老和我在这个讲台上服事。
And today, both Pastor Alex and I now serve on this pulpit.
同样，我们是跟随他的脚踪。
Similarly, we follow his footsteps.
他的脚踪是跟随主耶稣基督的脚踪。
And he follows the footsteps of our Lord Jesus.
我们要讲神的话。
We want to teach and God's word.
我们要将荣耀归于神。
We want to give all the glory to God.
我们要领人。到主耶稣基督的面前。
We want to lead people to Jesus.
我们要建造主的人。
We want to
build up
the people of God.
我们要主耶稣基督的教会能够合乎神的心意。
So that the church will be pleasing to our Lord.
我们这三个礼拜讲到我们亲爱的圣灵。
Now the past 3 weeks we've been talking about our dear Holy Spirit.
我们常常在祷告的时候，我们说“亲爱的天父”。
A lot of times in our prayers, we say, "Dear Heavenly Father."
我们常常祷告的时候，我们说“亲爱的主耶稣”。
And oftentimes we say, "Dear Lord Jesus."
也的确，我们觉得他们是我们很亲、很爱的。
And of course, they are very dear to us.
但是我们很少感觉圣灵是我们亲爱的。
But not very often do we feel that the Holy Spirit is dear to us.
可是你知道为什么父神，为什么耶稣会跟我们这么亲，就是因为神将他的灵摆在我们当中。
But do you know the reason why the Heavenly Father and Lord Jesus is so dear to us is because they have placed the Holy Spirit in our hearts.
所以两周前我们认识到了，原来我们成为神的儿女，我们就有圣灵的内住。
So 2 weeks ago we've learned that Once we have become a child of God, we know that the Holy Spirit indwells in us.
神借着他的灵住在我们里面。
God allows the Holy Spirit to live in us.
当然，这是讲到一个属神的人，蒙恩得救的基督徒。
Of course, this is talking about a person that has been born again and a true believer of Christ.
我们知道，因为有圣灵的内住，我们才知道我们是神的儿女。
It is because the Holy Spirit indwells in us, then we know that we are a child of God.
我们才知道今天如我们已经跟神和好了。
That's how we know we have already been reconciled with God.
我们知道罪恶已经不再捆绑我们了。
We know that we have been liberated from the bondage of sin.
上周刘长老跟我们分享要与圣灵同行。
And last week, Pastor Alex taught us on How to walk with the Spirit.
神不但将圣灵赐给基督徒，让圣灵内住，并且神让我们能够借着圣灵能够跟随主的心意。
God not only gives us the Holy Spirit, to to live in us, but also to walk with us.
我们顺着圣灵而行，或说跟随圣灵的脚踪而行。
And we walk along with the Holy Spirit.
Keep in step with the Holy Spirit. 所以我们能够按着基督的样式成长。
That's how we can grow to be more and more like Christ.
我们因为能够跟圣灵同行。
And because we can be in step with the Holy Spirit,
所以我们能够对神的心意有更深的渴慕。
So that we can have more desire of God's Word.
我们因为能够跟着圣灵同行。
And because we can be in step with the Holy Spirit,
我们才能够真正结出圣灵的果子。
That's how we can bear the fruit of the Spirit.
不是用人的方法去结这个果子。
And it's not to bear these fruits, the fruit of the Spirit using man's methods.
但是这种爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔和节制，这一切就会因为我们顺着圣灵而结出来。
But there's love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. The fruit of the Spirit can be born through the Holy Spirit.
在圣经上里面，神同样要我们对圣灵的认识，还包括一件事情。
Similarly, God also wants us to know one thing about the Holy Spirit.
那就是要我们被圣灵充满。
And that is to be filled with the Spirit.
我们来看以弗所书第五章第十八节。
Let us take a look at Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18.
以弗所书第五章第十八节，这是神的话，说不要醉酒，酒能使人放荡。乃要被圣灵充满。
Ephesians chapter 5 verse 18, God's word says, And do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery, but be filled with the Spirit.
我再读一遍，不要醉酒，酒能使人放荡，乃要被圣灵充满。
And do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery, but be filled with the Spirit.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Let's pray together.
天父，我们来到你的面前，求主你接受我们的敬拜。
Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you. We pray that you would receive our worship.
主，求你的圣灵借着你的话语向我们说话。
May you use the Holy Spirit to speak to us through your word.
让我们在你的面前，主，我们用我们的灵接受圣灵的教导。
So when we come before you, we want to receive your teaching through the Spirit.
愿今天早晨你的名得荣耀。
May your name be glorified.
这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen. 所以我们看见在这节经文里面，神的，你可以说是他的命令，或者是神的指示，就是属于他的人要被圣灵充满。
So here you see very clearly that it's a command that those that belong to him needs to be filled with the Spirit.
所以今天呢，我们要来回答两个问题。
So today we need to answer two questions.
第一，什么叫做被圣灵充满？
Number one, what does it mean to be filled with the Spirit?
第二，我要怎么样才能被圣灵充满呢？
And second, how can I be filled with the Spirit?
我想我就先把这个解释定义交给大家，然后我们再去看神的话，怎么样让我们带到这个我们的下的结论。
So let me first provide the definition, and then we can go into the teaching and then formulate a conclusion.
什么叫做被圣灵充满？
What does it mean to be filled with the Spirit?
被圣灵充满就是说一个人能够放胆的去传讲神的真理。
Being filled with the Spirit is that someone can boldly proclaim God's truth.
被圣灵充满就是说这个人呢能够放胆的去传讲耶稣基督的福音。
A person that is filled with the Spirit can also boldly proclaim the gospel.
一个被圣灵充满的人就是一个能够放胆的去传扬神的奇妙的作为。
And a person that is filled with the Spirit will boldly proclaim the works of God.
被圣灵充满是一件很重要的事。
Being filled with the Spirit is a very important event.
被圣灵充满是每一个信徒都要有的经历。
And being filled with the Spirit is an experience that every believer should have.
因为这是神的话语里面给我们的指示。
Because that is a command given in the Scripture.
哦，两周前我跟弟兄姐妹们分享过。
Two weeks ago, I shared with brothers and sisters.
在我们属灵生命的追求上面。
And in our pursuit of our spiritual life,
我们不但要注重知识上面对神正确的认识。
We not only want to pursue the accurate knowledge of an understanding of our God.
我们同样重要的是，我们在生活的经历里面，我们需要去经历神真理，神的真理。
But also, just as important is to experience that truth in our life.
我们不是只是要认识圣灵。
It's not to just know about the Holy Spirit.
我们要对圣灵有正确的认识。
We need to have the right understanding and knowledge of the Holy Spirit.
可是只有知识没有经历是没有用的。
But there's no purpose and it's meaningless if we only have knowledge but no experience.
如果我们知道要被圣灵充满。
If we know that we need to be filled with the Spirit.
如果我们知道被圣灵充满是什么一个样子。
And we know what it's like to be filled with the Spirit.
可是我们却没有被圣灵充满的经历。
But we've never experienced it ourselves.
那这就不是一个完全的真理。
Then that's not a complete form of truth.
所以知识跟经历需要是联系在一起的。
So knowledge and experience cannot be separated.
可是什么是被圣灵充满呢？
But then what does it mean to be filled with the Spirit?
今天在许多地方我们可以听到对这件事情有不一样的教导。
Today, there are many different types of teaching regarding this topic.
我相信我们在座当中，如果被问这个问题，什么叫做被圣灵充满？
And I'm sure if I ask this question among everyone here,
可能我们每个人都有不一样的一个回答。
And we may all have different answers.
可是
But,
那容许我讲一句可能比较不客气的话。
Allow me to say something that's not very offensive.
不是我要对你不客气。
It's not offensive towards you.
是如果神的话向我们启示明白的话，我们要把这点讲清楚。
It is that if God has revealed this topic, we need to be very clear.
我们一般对圣灵的认识会有错误。
Most of the time, our understanding of the Holy Spirit is inaccurate.
我们的错误要不然就是只有知识上面的认识而没有实际的经历。
Sometimes it's just having knowledge but no experience.
或者我们错误的认识是因为我们只有经历可是却没有正确的知识。
Or it could be the other way around where you've experienced it but you didn't have the right knowledge.
有人觉得他们被圣灵充满。
Some people believe that they've been filled with the Spirit.
可是神的话，圣经里面并没有说这个叫做神的圣灵的充满。
But in Scripture, it doesn't say that this is what it means to be filled with the Spirit.
有人读圣经觉得圣灵的充满只是读圣经或祷告而已。
Some people believe that being filled with the Spirit just means that you pray and read God's Word.
可是他们没有像圣经里面那些使徒们还有这些基督徒被圣灵充满之后的那种感受、那种经历，这也是一则错误。
But they have not experienced what the disciples in the New Testament have had experienced.
既然神要我们被圣灵充满
，If God wants us to be filled by the Spirit，
那神就会让我们知道怎么样被圣灵充满。
Then God will teach us how to be filled with the Spirit.
但是我们要对神的心意有正确的认识，首先一定要进到神的话里面。
But if we are to know God's will, we need to go to God's Word.
所以要对神的话正确的认识，你就要把圣经全部读一遍。
So if you want to know God's Word and His will, you have to read the Bible completely.
神啊，你要我被圣灵充满。
God, you want me to be filled with the Spirit.
我愿意被圣灵充满。
And I'm willing to be filled with the Spirit.
那我来看圣经里面怎么讲圣灵充满这件事。
So let me look into Scripture and find out what it teaches about this topic.
我不能只看使徒行传。
I can't just look at Acts.
我不能只看福音书。
And I can't just look at the Gospels.
我不能甚至只看新约。
And I can't just only look at the New Testament.
我要看整本圣经。
I need to look at the whole Bible.
我知道大部分的人都很忙，没有时间这样去看。
And of course, I know a lot of people are very busy. They don't have the time to do this.
所以我帮你们看了。
So of course, I've put the information together.
被圣灵充满这件事情很重要。
Being filled with the Spirit is very important.
可是你知道在圣经里面直接的提到被圣灵充满只有14次。
But did you know that in the scripture, only, there's only 14 passages that talk about being filled with the Spirit?
对，或者说14段的经文讲到被圣灵充满。
Or in other words,
yeah, you're right. Okay. 但我们今天所讲到的被圣灵充满是新约里面，对不对？使徒保罗在新约的信徒的身上所要得到的经历所做的描写。
But today, when we're talking about the filling of the Spirit, we're looking at how Paul describes the new believers' experience being filled by the Spirit.
以弗所书所写的是对以弗所的信徒们所写的教导。
Now, the letter to the Ephesians is for the believers in Ephesus.
这是新约信徒的一个经历。
That's the experience of the believers in the New Testament.
所以在旧约里面那提到的四次，今天我们不讲。
So the four times that are just that talks about the filling of the Holy Spirit in the Old Testament, we won't go over that.
我们不会细讲。
We won't go over that in detail.
旧约里面唯一讲到的圣灵充满，是那些被神呼召出来要建造神的圣殿的这些工匠，从神那边有得来特别的才能去建神的殿。
In the Old Testament, when it talks about the filling of the Spirit, that is for specific people that needs to be empowered by the Spirit to rebuild, to build the temple of God.
而且我们知道旧约的信徒，他们没有圣灵的内住。
And we know that in the Old Testament, these people did not have the indwelling of the Spirit.
所以这就把这四次减少了，那就新约里面有讲到十次。
So if you take away the Old Testament passages, then in the New Testament we say that there is about
10
times.
三次是讲到圣灵降，就是主耶稣基督升天之前，圣灵还没有降临的时候发生的充满。
The first three is talking about before Jesus' ascension up into heaven and the coming of the Holy Spirit and filling the believers.
也就是在五旬节之前所发生的事情。
So in other words, this is before the time of the Pentecost.
施洗约翰有圣灵的充满。
John the Baptist was filled with the Spirit.
施洗约翰的父母被圣灵充满讲预言。
And the parents of John the Baptist was filled by the Spirit and prophesied.
可是这是在五旬节之前的事情。
But that was all before the Pentecost.
这是主耶稣基督升天之前的事情。
That is before our Lord Jesus ascended up into heaven.
这是那些信徒还没有圣灵内住之前的事情。
And this occurred before the indwelling of the Holy Spirit.
所以十段经文现在剩七段了。
So now you take away these three, we're left with seven.
这七段经文都是在《使徒行传》里面出现。
And all seven, we can find them in the book of Acts.
第一次就是在五旬节的时候。
And the first recording is during Pentecost.
主耶稣基督受死了，复活了，在世上向他的门徒们显现了之后，他升天得荣耀。
And Jesus, after dying on the cross, being raised on the third day, ascended up into heaven.
使徒们在等到主耶稣所应许他们的圣灵。
And the disciples are awaiting the promise of the Holy Spirit.
在五旬节的时候，圣灵降到他们身上。
And during Pentecost, the Holy Spirit descended upon them.
圣经上面告诉我们说，在使徒行传二章四节，他们就开始说起方言。
And in Acts chapter 2 verse 4, it says that they started speaking in tongues.
可是他们说方言的内容是什么？
But what are the contents of the tongue that they're speaking?
虽然说方言，但是他说方言的内容是什么？
Although they were speaking in tongue, but what's the content and what they were saying?
圣经上面告诉我们第十一节，他说他们说方言的内容就是他们传讲神奇妙的大事。
So it's recorded, and what they were, what they, the contents of what they were speaking is telling of the mighty works of God.
使徒行传二章十一节。
Acts 2, verse 11.
在剩下来的最后剩下来的六节六段经文里面。
Then the remaining six passages.
在使徒行传里面每一次讲到圣灵的充满的时候。
Every time these passages talk about the filling of the Spirit.
你们不用翻，你就听我读。讲到的都是。 这些使徒们，不论是彼得，不论是约翰，不论是巴拿巴，不论是扫罗。
And all these passages, whether if it's talking about Peter, John, or Paul, Barnabas,
当圣灵充满他们的时候,
when they are filled by the Spirit,
他们就是放胆地传扬神的真理，神的福音和神的拯救。
They boldly proclaim the truth, the gospel, and salvation.
当众人或者当时的长官在抵挡他们，甚至要去迫害他们、杀害他们的时候，
and when there's opposition from the enemy of the gospel,
圣灵充满他们，让他们能够放胆地讲出神的作为、神的真理和神的福音。
Then the Holy Spirit fills them, and they're able to boldly proclaim the truth, the gospel, and the salvation.
整本圣经里面讲到被圣灵充满就是这几节。
And throughout the whole Bible, when it talks about the filling of the Spirit, are the passages that we just went over.
很多时候，我们有一种错误的感受。
And there's a lot of times that we have an inaccurate feeling,
或错误的观念,
or an inaccurate concept.
可能是我们听别人听来的，或者是我们不看东西看来的。
Sometimes it may be information that we receive from someone else or through other readings.
我们很自然的就觉得被圣灵充满就是讲方言。
And naturally, we think that once we're filled with the Spirit, we would speak in tongues.
没有圣经的根据。
There's no biblical support.
信徒讲不讲方言？
Do believers speak in tongues?
有没有讲方言的经历？
Do you have experience in speaking tongues?
有。
Yes.
可是那不是圣灵的, 不一定是圣灵的充满。
But that may not be the filling of the Spirit.
圣经告诉我们讲方言是什么?
In the Bible, what is it, how does the Bible explain speaking in tongues?
跟圣灵有关系。
It is in relation to the Holy Spirit.
可是不是被圣灵充满。
But it's not being filled by the Spirit.
是圣灵的恩赐。
That is a spiritual gift from the Holy Spirit. And the reason for the Holy Spirit giving us spiritual gifts is to build up the church. Today, we hear that someone has been filled by the Spirit so that they can heal. There's no biblical support. That's not being filled by the Spirit.
基督徒可不可以祷告, 然后呢, 神借着这个人去医治别人的病呢?
Can a believer through prayer go and heal the sick?
可以。
Yes.
有没有圣经的根据?
Is there biblical support?
有。
Yes.
对不对? 雅各书里面不是说吗? 你若有病的话, 你去向教会里面跟那个长老们要求他们可以祷告, 然后一人的祷告是神听的, 是不是?
And as recorded in James, we see that it tells us that if someone is sick, we should gather the elders to lay hands and pray for them.
所以我们要对神的话，神的真理有正确的认识。
So we need to have a proper understanding of God's word.
然后我们要有正确的经历。
And we need to have the experience.
否则两者缺一的话，我们就错了。
If we're missing one of the two, then we can't be right.
要被圣灵充满。
We need to be filled by the Spirit.
基督徒要被圣灵充满, 也可以被圣灵充满。
And believers need to be filled by the Spirit and can be filled by the Spirit.
是因为我们被神使用。
But we are filled with the Spirit by the Spirit because we are to be used by God.
被圣灵充满不是因为我们自己心灵里面空虚需要受到神的滋润或者是安慰。
And being filled with the Spirit doesn't mean that it's because I feel a void in my heart and I need the comfort of the Spirit.
被圣灵充满不是因为如果神的灵降在我的身上，然后我有一种很奇妙的一种感觉，我心里面得到安慰，我舒畅了，这是神的恩赐。
And being filled by the Spirit doesn't mean that I'm feeling depressed or saddened and I have this emotional feeling that I've been comforted by God, by the Spirit.
你知道我如果去参加一群年轻人的他们现在所谓的 rave party, 那种叫做摇滚疯狂音乐会。
You know, today, if I attend one of the young people's rave parties,
我所谓的年轻人是包括30岁以下的人 okay?
And when I say young people, I'm including those that are under 30.
或者50岁以下的人。
Or under 50.
Okay. 我同样可以在那边得到一种很奇妙的经历。
I can similarly have the same type of feeling or emotion.
甚至我可以吃一点他们的药片或药水。
Of course, I can also take some of the drugs that they take.
然后呢，我就有一个很奇妙的感觉。
And I would have a very amazing feeling.
Not as amazing as God, though, right? Okay. 然后我就觉得我的这个郁闷我就抒发了。
And then I would experience a type of comfort.
我的痛苦消除了。
And all of my sorrows and pain have been taken away.
然后我就解放了。
And I feel liberated.
那为什么去参加这个音乐会就不是圣灵的充满呢？为什么变成基督徒有同样的感觉就变圣灵充满了呢？
So then why is that different from when someone says that they've been filled by the Spirit and they feel the same way?
这就是没有神的话语的根据去追随经历出的错误。
That is because when you follow that type of logic without biblical support.
你看保罗说你不要去醉酒。
Because in Ephesians, Paul says, do not be drunk.
你要被圣灵充满。
You need to be filled by the Spirit.
所以有人就来看这些经文就说，哎呀，你看，保罗把圣灵充满跟醉酒摆在一起比较。
So then some people will say, oh look, Paul here is making a contrast between being filled with the Spirit and being drunk.
那醉酒的人怎么样啊？
So then what about the drunks?
很放松。
Then they feel loose or free.
很舒服。
They feel relaxed.
放去了一切控制。
They've relinquished some control.
跳舞，唱歌。
So they start dancing and singing.
胡言乱语。
And start speaking in gibberish.
Yeah, exactly. 然后呢，嚎啕大哭或者是开放的大笑。
Or they would cry or laugh.
疯疯癫癫，可是这人看起来很高兴。
They're actually a little bit crazy, but they seem happy.
所以嘛，被圣灵充满就像醉酒一样。
So people will say, "Oh, that's similar to being, being filled with the Spirit."
胡言乱语叫做说方言。
If you speak in gibberish, you're saying that you're speaking in tongues.
手舞足蹈那个叫做在神面前跳灵舞。
Without any
dancing in public, letting yourself go, and you call that the spiritual dance before the Lord. Okay, 开怀大笑叫做灵笑。
And there's the holy laughter.
Uncontrolled laughter called holy laughter. 控制不住的哭泣，嚎啕大哭叫做灵哭。
Or uncontrollable crying, and that's called the spiritual crying.
弟兄姐妹。
Dear brothers and sisters,
保罗说不要醉酒。
Paul here says, do not be drunk.
他不是说要像醉酒。
He's not saying be like the drunkards.
所以被圣灵充满跟醉酒是完全不一样的事情。
So being filled with the Spirit and being drunk is two different things.
醉酒是受到酒精的控制。
Being drunk is, you're being controlled by the alcohol.
你失去自我，受酒精的控制。
You've lost self-control, but you're not controlled by the alcohol.
可是你从中得到一种满足。
But, at the same time, you feel fulfilled or free.
你从中觉得你心里面有一种迫切感，有一种渴慕感，从酒精里面可以拿到。
So there is a void in yourself, and you feel that you can gain that, and fill that with the alcohol.
你可以忘记你的痛苦。
You can forget about your sorrows or pain.
你可以把生活上面的重担，你可以完全的抛到九霄云外去。
And the burdens of life, you can cast that onto the alcohol.
但是保罗说，你不是从酒精里面找这个答案。
But Paul says you cannot find the answer in the alcohol that you drink.
你要从神所赐给你，已经内住于你里面的圣灵里面得到你的安慰。
You need to gain that from the Holy Spirit that indwells in you. You'll find the answer there.
对生命的追求，对生命的热忱。对你心灵里面的需要，要从神那边得到供应。
And the pursuit of life and the meaning and the purpose of life, you need to find that through the Holy Spirit that has been given to you.
如果我们把以弗所书第五章前后文读一下。
If we read Ephesians chapter 5, the passages above and after the passage that we've been reading,
我们就可以看见保罗告诉我们的是不要酒醉，不要醉酒。
Then we can see here that Paul is teaching us to not be drunk with wine.
因为醉酒的人就是糊涂人。
Because those that are drunk with wine are foolish.
十七节，然后呢，这个醉酒的人就是在黑暗里面行事的人，那是第十一节到十三节。
And those who are drunk live in the darkness.
但是呢，一个被圣灵充满的人。
But those that are filled by the Spirit
就是一个明白神的旨意的人
is one that understands the will of God.
第十七节，就是一个有智慧的人。第十五节
and is one that is wise.
就是一个光明的儿女。第八节
and is a child of the light.
被圣灵充满是跟酒醉的对比。就像是光明跟黑暗的对比。
Being filled with the Spirit is similar to is light and darkness.
一个被圣灵充满的人跟一个醉酒人的对比，就像是一个明白主的旨意跟一个不明白主的旨意的糊涂人的一个对比。
Yeah, I know. Yes.The comparison of
one who knows the will of God and one who doesn't and is a foolish person. 这样的对比是毫无相干的对比。
And that comparison has no logic.
一个是光，一个是暗。
One is in light and one is in darkness.
一个是智慧，一个是糊涂。
One is wise and one is foolish.
所以我们就知道，被圣灵充满，不像一个醉酒的人。
So now we know that being filled with the Spirit is not like someone that is drunk.
如果你有圣经的话，我们来看第十九到第二十一节。
Now if you have your Bibles with you, let's look at verse 19 to 20.
被圣灵充满的人是什么一个样子啊？
Well, what does it look like to be filled with the Spirit?
第十九到第二十一节说，你们当用诗章、颂词、灵歌能够彼此对说，口唱心和的赞美主。
That is addressing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody to the Lord with your heart.
一个被圣灵充满的人是在主内是能够彼此相爱、口唱心和的人。
Those that have been filled with Spirit can give thanks always and for everything to God the Father.
他们可以一起在神的面前同样受到神的带领和神的祝福。
And together they can be led by God and receive the blessings from God.
我们的性格可以不同，我们的观念可以不同。
And our personalities and our concept or mentality can be different.
我们对事情的看法和做法可能是不同。
And the way that we do things and our perceptions may be different.
可是我们因为被圣灵充满，我们不但是彼此的怎么样在相对争执。
But because we're filled with the Spirit, even though sometimes we may be in conflict,
但是我们能够彼此的用诗章、颂词、灵歌能够彼此对说。
But together we can still sing hymns and make melody to the Lord.
在神的教会里面，我们是口唱 嘴里唱的歌，心里面彼此合一的在神的面前赞美神。
And then in the church, we can together with one heart give thanks and praise to the Lord.
这是在教会里面的人跟人之间的一个表现。
And that is a manifestation of the relationship between people within the church.
这同样是一个属神的家里面夫妻之间的表现。
That is also a manifestation of a relationship between a husband and a wife.
这是一个属神的家庭里面父母跟子女之间的表现。
And that is a manifestation of the relationship between children and their parents in a believing household.
这是神的儿女在神的教会里面彼此之间的一个表现。
So that is the manifestation between believers in the church.
这是带给神荣耀的事情。
That is what gives glory to God.
第二十节说，我们被圣灵充满的人能够奉我们主的名，在凡事，在每一件事情上面，我们能够奉主耶稣基督的名，能够感谢我们的父神。
Then in verse 20 it says, giving thanks always and for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
在凡事上就是顺境逆境，从我们的眼光看是好事是坏事，我们都能够在神的面前秉存一个感恩的心。
And giving thanks always means that in every circumstance, good or bad.
因为我被圣灵充满了。
Because I've been filled by the Spirit.
我知道神是美好的。
I know that God is good.
我知道神是爱我的。
And I know that God loves me.
我知道神是眷顾我的，供应我的。
And I know that God provides and blesses me.
所以神在我的里面赐给我这样的一个胆量。
So that's why God has given me this type of courage.
不但为他而活。
Not only to live for Him.
我可以继续活出他的真理。
That I can live out His truth.
我可以放胆的不但用口说，我可以用我的生命去给人家看见福音的力量。
So I can boldly proclaim not only with my mouth, but also by the way that I live.
在顺境逆境里，我都可以让人看见我是感谢神的。
And through good or bad circumstances, I can similarly give thanks and glorify God.
我可以放胆的，因为被圣灵充满，我可以放胆的在人的面前见证神的伟大奇妙的工作。
And before men, I can boldly proclaim the mighty works of God.
第二十一节，我们又能够存敬畏基督的心，能够彼此顺服。
And then in verse 21, we can submit to one another out of reverence for Christ.
顺服是我们做人最难的一个功课之一。
Submitting to one another is probably one of the hardest lessons that we need to learn.
彼此顺服更难。Submission is one of the hardest lessons for human beings. And what's even harder is to submit to one another. 我可以对神顺服，因为他是神嘛。
I can submit to God because He's God.
我可以对政府顺服，因为他是政府，他有力啊。
And I can submit to the government because he has the authority over me.
我对我老板顺服啊，因为他控制我的薪水嘛。
Because I can submit to my boss because he pays my paycheck.
我顺服我的老师，因为他要给控制我的这个成绩。
And I submit to my teacher because he's in control of my grades.
你是谁？我干嘛要顺服你啊？
Well, who are you? Why did I need to submit to you?
我们都是同一等级的。
We're all on the same level.
但是神说我们要彼此顺服。
But God says that we need to submit to one another.
在教会里面，弟兄姐妹们都是同一等级的，但是我们彼此顺服。
In the church, we are all equal, but we need to submit to one another.
在家庭里面，夫妻是平等的，但是我们彼此顺服。
In the household, husband and wife are all equal, and we need to submit to one another.
父母跟儿女之间不平等。
Now, parents and children are not equals.
所以孩子要顺服父母。
That's why children need to submit to parents.
父母不用顺服孩子。
Parents do not need to submit to children. However,
这就是我跟朱长老不同的一点了。
That is where I differ from Elder Chu.
就是顺服这个功课是不是只给这边的孩子 ？OK.
The lesson of submission is not just for the young children here.
因为我们都是孩子。
Because we are all children.
因为我们都有父母。
Because we all have parents.
所以我们做父母的也有父母，对不对
？So those of us that are parents already, we also have parents.
我们也要学顺服。
We also need to learn how to submit.
可是顺服很不容易。
But submitting is not an easy lesson.
但是一个被圣灵充满的人，是一个可以顺服的人。
But one that is filled by the Spirit is someone that can and able to submit.
敬畏基督, 并且我们能够彼此顺服。
Not only can we have reverence for Christ, but we submit to one another.
不但在我们自己家中因为爱的缘故顺服, 我们在神的家中, 在教会里面, 同样因为爱的缘故, 我们能够彼此顺服。
So in the household, we submit to one another because of love. Similarly, in the church, we submit to one another in love.
为什么神要我们被圣灵充满?
Do you know why God wants us to be filled with the Spirit?
因为当我们被圣灵充满的时候,
because once we are filled by the Spirit,
我们活出来的生命就是让这个世界看见神的伟大。
The life that we live allows other people to see the greatness of God.
因为教会的见证就跟这个世界上面任何组织、团体和人群是不一样的。
Because the testimony of the church is different from any other organization in this world.
神要我们被圣灵充满，因为他的名要得到荣耀。
And God wants us to be filled with the Spirit because His name will be glorified.
因为主耶稣基督在十字架上面成就的救恩，在我们生命里面所形成的这个伟大的工作，能够彰显在人的面前。
Because the great work of our Lord Jesus and what He has done on the cross can be manifested before man in our life.
弟兄姐妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
在圣灵内住的这件事上,
now on the topic of the indwelling of the Spirit,
不是我们能够让圣灵进来,
it's not anything that we can do to allow the Holy Spirit to dwell in us. It is the work of God.
神的恩典他赐给我们他的圣灵,
that is the grace that we have received from God.
不是我们的工作,
it's not because of any of our work that has earned it.
在与圣灵同行的这件事上,
now with walking in step with the Spirit,
我们需要去跟随主。
We need to follow Christ.
这是我们的责任。
That is our responsibility.
我们要对神的话有认识。
We need to have the proper understanding of God's word.
我们要靠着圣灵提醒我们神的话, 然后去行神的事。
And we need to allow the Holy Spirit to remind us of God's word so that we can live it out.
能够遵行神的话, 能够结出神要我们结的果子是圣灵的工作。
To obey and submit to God's word and bearing the fruit of the Spirit, that is the work of God. But our responsibility is to submit and follow. Now, God will not force us to follow Him. Now, on the topic of being filled by the Spirit,
是我们去做呢，是神去做呢？
Is that our work or is that the work of God?
神说要被圣灵充满。
Well, God says we need to be filled by the Spirit.
你知道感谢神。
So we thank God.
不是我们去做的，是神做的。
It's not work done by us, but it's the work of God.
是神来充满我们。
It is God that will fill us.
我们要被神的灵，被圣灵充满。
We need to be filled by the Spirit.
主控权在神的手中。
The control is in God's hands.
不是我要求神来充满我啊。
And it's not me requesting God to fill me with the Spirit.
神，我现在要去传福音啦。神，我现在要去做工作啦。你圣灵充满我，让我有能力去行。
God, I'm here going to share the gospel. I'm going to be doing your work. Please fill me with the Spirit.
我要求你现在来充满我。I
request you to fill me with the Spirit.
因为你说要被圣灵充满。Because
you say that I need to be filled with the Spirit.
不是。That's
not so.
神的灵充满我们的时候, 我们是在灵里面受到神的感动, 我们可以去替神做事。And
when God gives us the Holy Spirit, we will be moved by the Spirit so that we can work for God.
新约圣经里面这么多的使徒, 在教会历史里面这么多的信徒,
now in the New Testament and throughout the early throughout time, there's so many believers.
神的灵不是永远都在充满的人。
God's Spirit does not always fill these people.
神的灵永远与属他的人同在，但是并不是永远都在充满着他们。
Now the Spirit of God indwells in these people, but it's not a continuous filling of the Spirit.
也就是说在神要使用我们的时候, 神会使用他的灵, 祂会使我们能够放胆的激励我们，让我们能够行出我们自己做不到的事。
So in other words, when it, the right time comes that you need to boldly proclaim God's truth in the gospel, He will fill you with the Spirit to do His work.
可是当神的灵，当神的灵充满我们的时候
，But when the Holy Spirit fills you,
我们做的事情永远是把荣耀归给神的事情。
The work that we do will always be a work that glorifies His name.
永远是神要借着我们能够行出祂要做的事情。
There is always something that God wants to accomplish through us. So now the second question is, how can we be filled by the Spirit?
我们要被圣灵充满，很简单。
It's very easy to be filled by the Spirit.
我们要有圣灵的内住。
We need to have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit.
我们要属于神的儿女。
We need to be God's child.
我们需要认罪悔改，接受主耶稣基督成为我们的救主。
We need to confess and repent of our sins and receive Jesus as our Lord and Savior.
我们承认他是我们生命的主，他是我们的神。
We need to recognize and admit that He is our the Lord of our life and He is God.
我们得到神所应许我们的永生，圣灵就进到我们里面。
And once we receive the promise of eternal life, we have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit.
第二，我们要学习顺着圣灵而行。
Second, we need to learn how to walk in step with the Spirit.
什么叫做顺着圣灵而行？
Now, what does it mean to walk in step with the Spirit?
我们让神的话借着圣灵的教导，我们去遵行，我们属神的人去遵行。
So those of us that belong to God, we submit to the teaching of His Word.
属于神的人，让神的话借神的灵来引领我们。
Those of us that belong to God, we would by the Holy Spirit help us to follow God's word.
如此，我们就预备好自己，能够被圣灵充满。
So then we would prepare ourselves and be equipped to be filled by the Spirit.
如此，在我们的生活里面，在我们的生命当中，我们就能够被神使用。
So then in our life we can be used by God.
不是只是做一个好的好人。
It's not just to be a good person.
不是只做一个所谓好的基督徒，好像在人的面前行为言语好像是不错。
And it's not just to be a good Christian.
是能够被神的灵感动。
It is to be moved and touched by the Holy Spirit.
能够用我的口，用我的生命，在我的家中，在教会里面，在这个社会上面，在这世界当中，能够为神工作。
And to be able to work for God. In any environment, in your home, in your work, in this world.
我可以放胆地去讲神的真理。
And I can boldly proclaim God's truth.
我可以在不认识神、抵拒神的老板面前说，我的工作的这个环境和果效全部都是我的神供应的，不是你给的。
I can boldly proclaim that to a boss that rebels against God, that is not a believer of God, I can boldly say that this job is from God, not from you.
要圣灵充满你去讲这句话，圣灵没充满不要去讲这句话。
Of course, when you say this, you need to be filled by the Spirit.
不然的话你就会被炒掉。
Or else you'll be fired.
你可以在不信神的亲友甚至父母面前，你可以被圣灵充满，你可以大胆的把福音讲出来，甚至你可以去定他们的罪。
And you can boldly proclaim God's truth in your unbelieving family members, and you can also judge their sin.
You can convict them.
Convict
of their
them. Sin.
这不是你在骂他，或你不喜欢他，你在跟他辩。
And it's not to scold them or have a debate with them, but it's just the courage and to boldly proclaim His truth.
但是你当因为圣灵充满的时候，你的这个定罪就被神使用，能够软化这个人的心，让他们来认识神。
But because you are filled with the Spirit, and the Spirit moves you to do that, God. The Spirit will also work in the heart of that person.
你可以放胆的在人的面前说，我是属于神的儿女。
And you can boldly proclaim that you are a child of God.
我做事的方式就跟你不一样。
The way I do things will be different from how you do things.
你可以骗，你可以偷，你可以做对自己有利的事情，我不需要。
And you can steal and rob or do things that are illegal, but to gain what you want, but I don't need to do those things.
因为我的生命是要彰显神的大能。
Because my life is to manifest God's great work.
我们要怎么能被圣灵充满？
So how do we be filled with the Spirit?
你要有圣灵的内住，你要属于神。
You need to be, you need to have the Holy Spirit indwell in you. You need to be a child of God.
你要学习顺着圣灵而行。
And you need to learn how to be in step with the Spirit.
那你要有这个意愿，遵照神的诫命去被圣灵充满，去服侍他。
But you need to have the will inside of you to be able to follow God and to allow the Holy Spirit to lead you.
有一台刚从车厂出来的赛车。
Now there is a sports car that have just come out of the factory.
刚从车厂里面产生出来是一个赛车 baby.
So it is a
baby race car.
Baby race car.
Brand new. 是不是转得太快了，眼接不上？他到这个赛车道旁边呢，就看着这些其他的车在这边跑。
So when he comes before the, by the racetrack, he's watching other race cars in the race.
他心里面很兴奋，很激动。
And he's very excited.
我是一台赛车。
I am a race car.
我看着这些车在那边跑啊。
And I see all of these race cars racing.
在这个跑道上面这样飞驰的。
And going around the track.
风在车身两边这样子跑。
And the wind is blowing beside the cars.
哇，那个感觉真是太舒服了。
It's a great feeling.
引擎发动的时候，那个车子在那边震动。
And when the engine revs, you could hear the sound of the engine.
感觉到那个汽车的那个马，这个几百匹的马力就在这边等着冲出去。
And you could feel the horsepower being ready to be used.
然后呢？最后冲刺过这个终点线的时候，特别是赢了锦标的时候，那个心里面的那种成就感。
And after crossing the finish line, it's the feeling of accomplishment.
可是这个新的 baby 跑车
，But then this baby race car,
总是在看
，He's only watching.
从来没有办法跑到车这个跑道上面去跑。
He's not able to go on the track and be in the race himself.
所以有一天呢
，So then one day,
其他的车都赛完了
，After the race,
停在他旁边。
They all parked next to him.
他就问了
，And he asked,
我有什么问题吗
？Do I have any problems?
我是不是缺少什么零件呢
？Am I missing any tools?
还是我长得不好看呢
？Or is it because I don't look like a race car?
为什么你们整天在那边跑道上面跑，享受那个赛车奔驰的那种快感？为什么我整天只能坐在这边看
？How come I can only sit on the side of the track while all of you guys can experience the exhilarating feeling of the race.
旁边这个天天赛车、天天夺标的这个车就跟他讲。
So the race car that was right next to him answered him.
经验很多。
There's a lot of experiences.
他就说，一个赛车要跑。
And he says, if a race car needs to race,
他说你是很完美的啦。
Well, first he tells him that no, actually. You're not in lack of anything.
你一点缺陷都没有。
You don't lack anything.
你该有的零件就有。
You have all the tools.
你长得也特别漂亮。
And you are actually a very beautiful race car.
我们特别想看你到这个跑道上面跟我们一起赛。
We all want to see you race beside us.
可是一个赛车要能够跑。
But if a race car that can race,
你要有一个人开啊。
You need someone to drive it.
Okay, 原来要有一个人开。
Oh, actually, I need a driver.
所以有一天有一个赛车选手就来这边看这台车了。
So then there's a race car driver that stopped by and
特兴奋啊
and saw the race car.
闪着他的灯。
So he starts flashing his light.
把他的门打开
and opens up his doors.
就等着这个人进来坐
and waiting for this driver to enter.
这个选手踢踢车胎。
Then this driver kicks the tires.
看看引擎
looks at the engine.
这台车的确漂亮。
And he says, wow, indeed, this is a good race car. And he really wants to drive this car.
坐进来了。
So he sits in.
那个赛车好高兴。
And the baby race car is so happy.
赛车选手把这个手放在方向盘动了动。
And the driver puts his hand on the steering wheel.
踩踩油门，踩踩刹车。
Steps on the accelerator and the brake.
可是车子不动。
But the car doesn't move.
他就很气馁啊。
Well, then he's sad.
这个人不是坐到我里面了吗？
Well, he's questioning, well, didn't this driver just come into the driver's seat?
旁边这有经验的人跟我说，只要有人坐进来，我就能动了，我就能去赛了嘛。
And the other more experienced race car already told me all I needed was a driver.
就那天的赛车，他又没去跑。
So then the race that day, he was not able to participate.
赛完了，这个旁边的这个老手啊，又停下来了。
So after the race that day, the same experienced race car parked next to him.
这台 baby 赛车心里面很难过。
Then this baby race car was sad.
他说：“你跟我说人坐进来了，有赛车选手，我就能去跑了，为什么我没动呢？”
Then he questions this experienced race car and says, "You told me that if I had a driver, I would be able to race."
他说：“他有没有把你发动起来啊？”
Then he asked, "Well, did he start your engine?"
有啊。
Yes.
那他有没有转你方向盘呢？
Did he use the steering wheel?
我没让他转。
Oh, I didn't allow him to.
他有踩你油门吗？
Did he step on the accelerator?
我不让他踩。
I didn't allow him to.
他有踩你刹车吗？
Did he step on your brake?
我不让他踩。
Well, I didn't allow him to.
你赛车选手坐进来了，你的控制全部交给他，你车怎么开呀？
Well, if the race car driver comes into the car and you don't allow him control, how is he able to drive the car?
弟兄姐妹，被圣灵充满是把我们的控制权交给圣灵。
So, dear brothers and sisters, being filled with the Spirit is relinquishing your control to the Spirit.
圣灵内住了是神的应许。
Now, the Spirit indwelling in you is a promise from God.
你想要去过那个生命的丰富，你想要去经历生命的精彩。
Now you want to experience all the fullness of life.
你想要享受神给我们那么多的应许，说这个生命是这么的灿烂。
Now you want to experience the promise of God saying that this new life is so exciting.
我要得到神的祝福。
I want to receive the blessing of God.
我要享受他给我生命的目的的达成。
I want to experience the fulfillment of His will in my life.
我想要被神使用。
I want to be used by God.
我想要能够活出我生命的意义和目的。
I want to be able to live out the purpose of my life.
可是弟兄姐妹，你有没有将你生命的方向盘交给主啊？
But, dear brothers and sisters, did you give the purpose of your life to God?
圣灵已经内住了，你有没有让圣灵充满啊？
Now the Holy Spirit is already in you. Have you allowed the Spirit to fill you?
我们在生命里面要能够对我们的工作能够有成就感。
So in our careers, we want to be able to find fulfillment in our jobs.
让我们的生命有意义。
So that we can have a meaning and purpose in life.
要让神所赐给我们的这个新生命能够得到成长。
So that we can find growth in this new life.
能够为主发光。
And to give light for the Lord.
To shine bright,
to shine bright for the Lord.
能够将神拯救的福音传给那些在世上不认识神，在罪恶当中最后要下地狱的人。
So that you can boldly proclaim the gospel and the truth to the people that are destined for hell.
我们要被圣灵充满。
We need to be filled by the Spirit.
我们可以求神使用我们。
We can ask God to be used by Him.
我们可以在神面前祷告。
We can pray before Him.
让我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
父神，我们感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
主，你将我们一切在生命里面我们需要的，你都赐给我们了。
We know that everything that we need, you have provided.
主，你将生命借着主耶稣基督的拯救赐给了我们。
We know that we have received the Lord Jesus.
我们自己不知道生命之道。但是你却向我们显明了。
Now we don't know the way of life, but you have revealed it to us.
我们要过一个合乎你心意的生活，可是我们软弱，我们行不出来。
Now we want to live the way that you want us to, but we are weak. Sometimes we were not able to.
但是在你的恩典当中，你赐给我们主耶稣基督的灵。
But because of your grace, you have given us the Spirit of our Lord Jesus.
你赐给我们为你而活的力量的泉源。
And you've given us the source of the power that allows us to live this life.
你给了我们圣灵的内住。
And you've given us the Holy Spirit to indwell in us.
你给了我们你的话语。
You've given us your word.
让我们能够随着圣灵而行，来行出你话语的教导。
So that we can follow the leading of the Spirit so we can live out what your word teaches us in our life.
你同样教导我们要被圣灵充满。
But you also teach us that we need to be filled by the Spirit.
我们要将我们生活生命当中的这个控制权交给圣灵。
We want to relinquish the control to God.
我们要预备好我们自己，使我们能够放胆的为你而活。
So that we can boldly live for you.
主，我们在追求的不再是自己内心里面的那些渴望或欲望。
What we pursue and strive for is not our own desires.
主，我们为的是要能够让你的名得荣耀。
But our desire should be so that your name can be glorified.
使用我们。
Please use us.
圣灵充满我们。
May the Holy Spirit fill us.
让我们能够放胆的为你而活。
So that we can boldly live for you.
让我们能够放胆的传扬你的真理。
And boldly proclaim your truth.
放胆的传扬你的福音。
To proclaim your gospel.
用我们的口，用我们的生命，能够放胆的传扬神你自己的大能。
By our mouth and by the way that we live, that we can proclaim your great works.
这是我们的祈求。
That is our prayer.
和你心意的祈求，求你应允。
May you give us, allow us to live out your will.
这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.